Sharing EV chargers using OpenBeacon charging limiter. The use of electric vehicles, EVs, is increasing rapidly. However, this growth comes with challenges related to charging infrastructure and battery limitations. The worst nightmare for owners of electric vehicles is being left without power. Wouldn't it be nice if people were willing to share some electricity for those in need? Private charging stations, while convenient, have their drawbacks. They often require a high upfront cost, including installation. And for individuals living in apartments or without private parking, installing a home charger is not an option. You might consider purchasing a larger battery to extend driving range, but this will increase weight and cost. Shared EV chargers can provide a small contribution to creating a more accessible charging infrastructure. Electrical situation and types of chargers. Let's consider a regular situation with a single-phase installation. In this scenario, slow charging typically occurs with a Level 2 charger that uses AC power. The charger is integrated within the vehicle, while the charge controller determines the maximum power that can be drawn. The maximum current is usually set between 10 and 32 amps, resulting in a charging power starting at 3.7 kilowatts. To manage the operation of the charger and to manage the PWM signal to indicate the maximum power, controllers like the EKEPC2CS are often used. However, a controller alone is insufficient, as you also need features like galvanic disconnect, current measurement, leak current protection, and overcurrent protection. That is why I would refrain from building one yourself. Getting all parts and certification, insurance, would be expensive as well. Chargers are often expensive due to their smart features, such as an LCD screen, a privacy-invading mobile app, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, NFC, and a closed-down, yet another dependency, cloud-based platform for charger management and tracking sessions. These smart chargers can easily cost around 1,000 euros. On the other hand, there are also more reasonable chargers, like those made by Doctorvolt PL, which come fully assembled with all required protections and the corresponding controller built in. These types of chargers are easy in operation and have no more than a start-stop button, an indicator LED, and a socket for the charging cable. Apart from that, we should consider the right to repair and the e-waste. A fully packed custom board leaves us with no other option than to replace the whole charger. Using standard DIN components is really a better choice. While you may opt for a smart charger promising flawless global sharing, there are numerous suppliers offering peer-to-peer EV charging, but as this market gets saturated, there will likely be a major consolidation. Betting on the right platform is not easy, and even promised interoperability through OCPP or the new IEC 63110 protocol does not mean that operation or integration will be easy. What we are looking for is a simple way to limit the use of a shared resource. Sharing the charger. If you intend to share your charger, you might think of the following scenarios. 1. Sharing with someone you know and establishing an agreement about the costs. 2. Sharing with visiting guests, friends, or family. 3. Sharing with clients in exchange for expenditures at your business, such as a cafe or hotel. Scenario 1 may involve some hassle and requires a level of trust, but it is completely feasible. For instance, you could use two energy meters that can be switched between users. Scenario 2 promotes friendly and social behavior, but you don't want to bankrupt yourself over it. Scenario 3 would also require some form of limitation, as charging 10 kilowatt hours for a single cup of coffee can quickly undermine your business model. Using OBK, OpenBeacon, OBK, is an alternative firmware for smart IoT devices. Let's assume you have an OBK-enabled, Tuya-based power meter, switch, protector, like the Thomson TOMLVA link, providing access to total power data through a Tuya channel. Further, we as